You've been on the fence for a while now, and who could blame you? It's a tough decision to make. Should I cut my friend off? Now, from the outside, it's a seemingly simple question. Yes or no? Rip off the band-aid. But we know that it comes with a series of underlying questions, like, how do I do this? What do I say? Am I overreacting? How will she respond? It's enough to make you sweat. Let's be honest. And if you find yourself at this pivotal moment in your friendship right now, then this week's episode is for you. We're going to outline, one, the alternatives to cutting someone off, two, the one thing you have to do before you make the move, and three, how to handle things gracefully. So, I can't promise this episode will be easy, but it sure will help. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Byer Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it. So once you've arrived to the idea of, oh, it's time to cut her off, you're probably done. You're probably done once you find yourself saying that aloud. And it's likely that one of three things has happened to lead you to this ultimate decision. One, something immediate, like a singular event that feels like a violation of your boundaries happened, and there's no turning back. There's no way to recover. There's no way to correct. It's done because this violation was just so egregious. The second thing that likely brought you to this conclusion about cutting her off is it was a series of sustained violations against your boundaries, and you're just over it. And then finally, perhaps it doesn't have to do with, you know, boundary violation or anything like that, but you simply don't have the capacity or the interest anymore to keep it up, which is okay. If you have been brought to the conclusion of cutting a friend off because of one of those three things, I first want to offer you two alternatives. So imagine me like holding up my hands to say, whoa, 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 stop. And I wish you could like see me now. I'm actually holding up my hands in a dramatic way to illustrate my point. But you have two alternatives. Now, for some of us, it is most appropriate to cut somebody off. Okay. I don't know your situation, your background, your personality, your history with this person. But for others of us, there are two alternatives that we're not necessarily entertaining, and they might be a better fit for the situation. The first is reduction. Before elimination, before eliminating the friendship, practicing reduction. Is it possible that instead of completely cutting off all communication and vanishing like a vapor, that you could simply decrease your frequency and intensity with this person? Can the thing that's annoying you or bothering you or make you uncomfortable, can it be contained by you simply saying, you know what, we used to talk every day and hang out all the time, and I'm kind of annoyed, I'm over it, I don't want to exert as much energy, but I mean, yeah, sure, I'm fine with like a once a month hangout, and I'm fine with just like texting every now and then. So can you kind of curb this a little bit through reduction instead of going to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, which is instead of making such a finite decision of, I'm totally done with her. It's just an option. Because some of us will satisfy our problem with that. A person's just too integrated into our lives, and we'd be able to have a more, you know, civil and kind of like healthy relationship if we simply reduce our time and intensity. So the other alternative that you have here is reclassification. And shout out to one of my members for giving me that word, because I was using a different word. I was like, that doesn't feel right. And she was like, reclassification. Yes. Perhaps in my mind, I've been ranking you and treating you like a 9, meaning you are my ride or die friend. You are the person I come to when I need, you know, emotional support for what I'm going through. I'm listening to you or being vulnerable. I depend on you for these things in my life. And now I'm now going to reclassify you. You're a 3. Now, I feel like I have to make a note. You don't necessarily need to announce this to her. Like if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're like, yeah, she's a 3. I'm going to text her. You know what? I think you're going to be, you're now a 3. Okay. For those of you who remember MySpace, remember our top 8, you know, God, I just feel like that was such a bad idea. That was so many issues. Okay. So if I remove my expectations from a level 9 to now reclassifying you as a 3 in my mind. Now perhaps you're just the girl that I go shopping with and it's really fun. And I've decided that I'm going to not pour into, invest as much into you. I'm not going to expect as much from you, you know, emotionally to support me. I'm not even going to expect you to do those things. I'm not going to hold you to it. And I'm not going to do the same for you anymore. I'm simply going to reclassify you and start treating you as a 3. And we can go hang out and it's super fun, but I'm limiting the things I talk about. I'm limiting the things I allow you to ask me about. And I'm changing the activities that we do. We'll just do things that are surface. So perhaps there, some of us can salvage a friendship, but we simply needed to adjust our expectations because disappointment is a result of unmet expectations. Now, if you're like, Danielle, you don't even know like what transpired between us. The only thing to do is to cut her off. Like elimination's the only choice. Okay, that's great. Now let's talk about one thing you need to do before you go there. Before we move forward with this episode, I have to tell you, I can tell this week's topic is making you tense. And yes, sometimes the bumps we hit in our friendships make things a little stressful. And that's why I like to take yoga classes with Margo from the Busy Yoga Mom blog. You might know her from her Instagram handle already, Black Yoga Mom. And if you already follow her, then you know she has this calming presence that really translates in her yoga sessions. So in a world where you feel overwhelmed with options for who you can't unwind with, consider a class with Margo. It'll definitely be the recentering that you need. Follow her now on Instagram at Black Yoga Mom or at her blog at busyyogamom.com. But if you've been listening for a while, you know that I often say, I think way too many female friendships are ending prematurely because we simply won't say the thing. We won't tell her the thing that is making us uncomfortable for whatever reason. I already know some of you more anxious listeners just broke out in a bead of sweat ever so slightly at the thought of confrontation. And we have a myriad of reasons, especially as women, because of our conditioning and our culture, of why we don't want to have a conversation. One, we often over-empathize and we're so concerned about, well, I don't want to make her uncomfortable. I don't want to make her feel weird, so I'm not going to have the conversation. Two, we fear abandonment. Well, I don't want her to leave. I don't want her to leave me. Three, we fear our perception. Oh, I don't want to look like I'm being dramatic. You know, I'm typically really mellow. If I bring it up, it's going to make it look like I'm being a big deal. Okay? And I understand. I empathize with all those points. But because we don't want to have a conversation, we're ghosting each other. We're not explaining ourselves. And when appropriate, because sometimes the violation is so egregious, you don't need to have a conversation. If she slapped you, called you out of your name, slept with your man, what are we going to talk about? We're not going to freaking go to Applebee's and split some mozzarella sticks while we talk about why you violated me, okay? So in some instances, sure, you can skip right to, you know, a termination of the friendship. But I have to ask, did you talk about the thing that bothers you so much? Has she had an opportunity to self-correct? So let's say you feel like, you know, when you guys get together, she kind of, you know, gets really negative. Or you feel like she kind of gets a little snarky sometimes, or she keeps bringing up that one topic that's kind of a trigger for you. Are you just going to hold it in until you're like, okay, I can't, I have to cut her off and be done with her? And she never had an opportunity to even know that that's something that was pushing you, making you uncomfortable. That's all I'm saying. And a lot of us are skipping right to termination of the friendship because we're like, well, God forbid, I'm not having a conversation. What I sometimes like to tell coaching clients who are terrified of quote unquote confrontation is let's reframe the way we even think about it. This is not you coming at her, being intense. This is you giving her data that she needs to love you well. How do I know how to love you if you don't tell me? Like as your friend, I want to do a good job. That's like me playing basketball, but nobody's telling me where out of bounds is. I want to play the game correctly, but you got to tell me so I know where to stay, where to play, what's appropriate. Same thing here. So before you skip to cutting her off, have you communicated your boundaries, needs, and desires? Okay. You have work to do before you get there. I also want to explore a little bit why some of us are going to cutting off the friend as a choice. Now, this is not for all of you. So before you roll your eyes and say like, okay, that doesn't apply. Okay, great. It doesn't apply. Then hit, you know, the 30-second skip ahead mark and you know, and block this out. Okay. Some of us are opting to cut her off because we just want to protect ourselves. Now, I don't mean preserve ourselves. That's different. If somebody's pushing my boundaries, even if they mean well, they don't even know they're doing it, I have to preserve myself, my mental health, so I can't keep sustaining these violations. I'm talking about those of you who are going for the cutoff because you're trying to protect yourself and it feels better than making yourself vulnerable. So for example, let's say, you know, you've texted her a couple times and, you know, she does text back. It kind of takes forever or whatever. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to be done with her. Really? Because she hasn't texted back in a while or because it's not in the time that you'd like, you're going to cut her off. Is it because you feel like her distance demonstrates a lack of interest and that hurts your feelings? Is it because you feel like your friendship is not valued? And so instead of exploring it or sitting with it or asking her about it or, you know, trying something different, you'd rather completely abandon the friendship so you don't have to deal with it at all? I gotta say, and again, if you've been around a while, you've heard me say this, something that makes me sad is when I hear women who brag about their ability to cut somebody off. A lot of us, that's a result of having no conflict resolution skills. So instead of having to have this conversation, I'd rather just be out and try to replace you with somebody else. But at some point, that's not healthy. So again, for some of you, that's not the situation. But for those of you who are listening and that applies, I'm just saying that's not necessarily a badge of honor. What's really going on that you pride yourself on being able to cut people off? Listen, if you have found yourself in a place where you're like, yes, Danielle, I'm cutting her off. I've listened to everything you said. And based on all that information, I've decided that this is the right choice for this friendship. Okay. I do want you to think about if this is kind of an outlier, if this is kind of an unusual situation, or if all the friendships in your life that have ended or faded away, are they all a result of you cutting them off? Because at some point in our friendships, when we look at our history with women, we have to see if we're determining any patterns. So I want you to think about friends who are not in your life anymore. Are all of those endings a result of you cutting them off? Something to think about. Now, if all of that's said and done, you're like, yes, Danielle, check. I'm still doing this. Let's end with this. Let me give you two things to keep in mind to do this with grace and dignity. The first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to not announce it. You do not have to tell all your friends and your friends' friends, yeah, you know what? I just cut her off. Like, I'm done with her. It brings other people in. And it just, to me, it's just a little messy if it's not necessary. Okay. You can find a way to be diplomatic. So let's say somebody brings up her name in conversation. Why do you have to say, you know, yeah, you know what? I just was like done with her. Why can't you just give like a, okay, that's nice, and keep it moving? Okay. I think, you know, so that's just something to consider in terms of when we try to end things, how to do it gracefully, how to do it the right way. The second thing I want you to prepare for, especially those of you who live in the same area as this person or you work with this person, is to consider beforehand how you're going to behave in shared spaces. Because sometimes we cut somebody off and then we're kind of like dodging them and dodging the venues where we're going to see them, and we anticipate like it being awkward. Take some time right now to think. When you see her, inevitably, how will you behave? How will you respond? How will you respond when other people talk about her? I'm a big believer in having to set that intention first and determine what you will and will not do. Because otherwise, if you haven't thought about it and you're kind of on the fence, then you're going to respond impulsively based on your emotions at the time. Because you haven't predetermined, hold on, I said that I would, you know, try to be graceful, say hello, and keep it moving. I don't think there's enough space in our world to grieve the loss of platonic love. So don't be surprised if you cut her off, but still miss her. That's okay. Especially if it was a toxic friendship and you know that you made the best choice. So I'm with you. Be strong out there, because at the end of the day, we need each other.